and welcome to my podcast, Sabi for Six. I am here with you for 6 minutes on this Sunday, and I would like to kick it off by wishing you guys a very Merry Christmas. Now, I don't really celebrate the holiday, but I also understand its importance for the people around me. So I just want to say a Merry Christmas, and I really hope that you had a good time with your family over Christmas. That you ate a lot, you might have not, but I know that I ate loads. I think I do value the spending time with family. And to those of you who spent Christmas alone, or you may have been around family and still felt that you were alone, I really hope that you managed to get some joy out of it. And if you didn't, that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, not everybody is happy during the holidays, and especially after the year that you've had, the year that we've had. We have been in a Panasonic, like, it's... Sorry, I'm really laughing at myself. We have been in a pancake, so really and truly, I imagine that the year has not ended amazingly for some people. And do you know what? That is absolutely fine. So I was going to talk about something different this week, but you know what? It's the end of the year. It's my last podcast episode before 2020 is wrapped up. So I just thought I'd talk about it. Now, this year has probably been one of the worst years of my life, because for some reason, a lot of us also had a bit of a mad year in 2016 as well. I don't know what was in the waters in 2016, but that is still on par, or still probably worse than the year I've had this year. There was something going on in 2016 for a lot of us, so that's still up there. But I had a few lows this year, and definitely a few highs. Like, I'm really surprised at some of the amazing things that happened this year, and very surprised at some of the not so good things that happened. And I think that one thing that this year for sure taught me is, don't say it can never be you. I was very much do you know what, that can never be me, you know, or I could never do that, you know, or that can never happen to me, you know. And this year hit me. It said, sis, bro, hell to the no. So it's definitely been that kind of year for me, but I'm just really grateful that I've made it to the end. I lost a few family members this year, especially my cousin, one of my favorite cousins, who I unfortunately lost this year to suicide. And that was really difficult for me, I think. And again, there are a couple of other young black men who I have known personally and who I have lost through the same thing. So I have younger brothers and, you know, obviously young black men around me. And for me, it's really made me want to fill them with love and light, and really want to protect them and their mental health. And, you know, just us as black people living in this world, like, it's really not easy for us. And, you know, we don't share the same privilege as some of our counterparts do. And this year has really been a lot. So I think it's really taught me to just value life and to be able to reach out and look after the people around me, because, boy, like, people you may think are fine are really out here struggling. So that's definitely been a thing that has hit home for me this year and has hit close to home. I am not doing any New Year's resolutions. Like, that is a fact. Like, I am just so thankful that 2020 has not beaten me, and I have come through still with my immediate family and my sisters and my brothers, you know, who I'm not related to by blood, but have really picked me up and lifted me throughout the year. Like, I could not have gotten through this year without them, whether it was 2020 and the Panasonic and the Panoramic and the pancake bread, or whether it was last year or the year before, or the year before that. Like, family, whether it's real family or chosen family, who are real family, that, you know, we all need, and as a collective, we need those people around us. So, gosh, just a Merry Christmas, and I really hope that your wishes come true and your affirmations come true. Speak what you want into existence. If you want something to happen, repeat that to yourself, write it down, go over that over and over and over, and just remember that you are loved and we are all in this together.